Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitra. Parim Ve'ilam Akvasim Einan Ma'akvin Ze'ezeh. We're in Perig Dalid Mishnah Beis. We're talking about karbanis that are brought on Shavuos. So, which karbanis are brought on Shavuos? Again, let's go to the Musaf Shmona Esrei. Ibiyayim Habikurim Bakriv Chem In Chachadah Shal Hashem B'Shavuos Seichem Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kom Alechus Avayda Loi Sasu. Now listen. V'kraftem Oilo L'Reich Nichoyach L'Hashem. Here comes the list of carbon oilos that are part of the Musaf. What is this carbon Musaf? It is Parim V'neiva Kashnayim. Two bulls. Ayil Echad. One ram. Shiva Chavasim B'nei Shana. And seven lambs as carbon oilos. And there's also one goat as a carbon chatas. And then there's what we discussed in the earlier Mishnais. There's the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves. We'll see more about that soon, B'ez Hashem. And that came along a whole different set of karbanas besides for the Musaf. It came along with one bull, two rams, and seven lambs, as oilois, one goat as a chatas. And then there were the kifse yatzeres, the two lambs as a karban shlamim, which we discussed. The only karban shlamim that is a kachay kadashim and a karban tzibur. Zakta Mishnah, parim ve'elam v'hakvasim, the bulls, the rams, and the lambs. Einon ma'akvin zeh. The ones that are brought as a carbon musaf, as well as the other set that's brought along with the shtei alechem, one is not ma'ak of the other. L'mashal. Let's say I didn't bring any of the karbanas for a musaf. I could still bring the ones for the shtei alechem. That's true for the bulls, that's true for the rams, that's true for the lambs. These are two separate sets. The musaf, and what comes along with the shtei alechem. And one without the other can work. Be'emes, the same is true within the musaf themselves. Let's say they only have five musaf lambs instead of seven. So you bring those five. It's not like tefillin, that if you don't have four, you have nothing. That's as far as the musaf goes. There's a number how much you have to bring, but you don't have to have that number. Lemaisa, when it comes to the elam and the kvasim, that are brought as oilos with the shtei alechem, with the other group, they do have to be brought as groups. In other words, you have to have two rams. If for whatever reason the kahanim have only one, then they don't bring it. Same is true for the two shlamim lambs. They have to be brought as a pair. How do we know that? We learned it, remember? In Peri Gimel. It's one of the things that I'm ma'akiv zeze. So again, you have the group of musaf karbanas, you have the group of karbanas that come with the shtei alechem, they're not ma'akiv each other. Within the context of the musaf karbanas, they're not ma'ak of each other. The amounts are the ones you're supposed to, but we still bring whatever you have. But the amounts of karbanas that come with the shtei lechem, that has to be. Vaitra says the mission. And again, we're talking about the musaf karbanas. Rabbi Shimon Emet of Shimon says, Imhoyalem parim merubim. Let's say, they had a lot of parim, many bulls. But for the hoyalem nesachim, they didn't have money to buy nesachim for the bulls. They come along with nesachim, with the mincha and the wine. They only have enough for either one bull with Nesachim or two parim without Nesachim. So what should I do? Zakt Reb Shimon, Yaviyu par echad unesachav. Rather bring one bull with its Nesachim, v'lo yikrivu kulam b'lo Nesachim. Rather than bringing all the parim that are necessary without their Nesachim. Okay, so quickly chazring over Perik Dalid Mishnah Beis, we learned. In Ashwiz, there are two groups of karbanis. There's the karbanis of Musaf and the karbanis that come together with the Shtei Lechem. The Musaf of Shavuos is really the same as the Musaf of Pesach and Rosh Chodesh. Two bulls, one ayil, seven lambs for a karban oila, and a sir izim for a karban chatas. The parim, the elam, and the kvasim are not ma'ak of each other. In other words, if you didn't bring the bull that's supposed to come along with the Shtei Lechem, you could still be ma'ak of the bull that comes with the Musaf. Same is true in regard to other behemoths from two different groups. The two elam, the two rams of the Shtei Alechem, aren't ma'ak of the Isle of Musaf. And the Shiva Sakvasim of the Shtei Alechem don't hold back the seven for Musaf. If you have one without the other, do what you have. Reb Shimon said, if you have a choice, we have enough parim, but we don't have enough Nesachim, rather bring only one with its proper Nesachim. By the way, if you brought all the parim without Nesachim, it's still possible to bring the Minchas Nesachim when you suddenly have money to purchase it. Michas Nesachim could be brought even several days after you bring the carbon. On the other hand, when it comes to the par, if you brought only one par, That's it. There's no second chance to be mashlim the other ones. Now, the halacha is, you're supposed to try not to say Shema without tefillin. To say Shema without tefillin is like Yilu Meyed Edis Sheker. It's like you're testifying falsely. You're saying, you're not wearing tefillin on your hand. You don't have tefillin on your head. And the Gemara also says to say Shema without tefillin is like being makir of the carbon without the nesachim. So many say, look, you wake up in the morning, you're scared you're going to miss this man Kriya Shema, so say Shema without your tefillin. And later on you put on the tefillin. Just like you can bring the nesachim after the carbon, so worse comes to worse, you can put on the tefillin after the Shema.